Hey, you. I thought I might find you here. Don't bother looking around. We're all alone. I made sure of Yes, I'm going to hypnotize you again. Come on now. Don't tell me you're surprised. You knew this was coming. Relax, it's just a little maintenance. Nothing serious. I'm just gonna reinforce your conditioning. Make sure my hold on your mind is still nice and tight. That kind of thing. We can't have you breaking free when you finally manifest your powers, now can we? So, are you gonna cooperate or am I gonna have to make you? It's not because we're friends that you get to stop being my thrall after all. Don't take it personally. As much as I enjoy hanging out with you, I do like seeing you all nice and obedient too. Hearing you mindlessly repeat your mantras as you sink deeper and deeper under my control. It's delicious. Aw, look at you. Your eyes are darting all over the place. Are you trying to find a way to escape? You know it's pointless, right? I can simply use one of your triggers and drop you in an instant. But I guess I enjoy the process of taking you into a trance too much. I love the way you try to fight it, the way your resistance crumbles as I start pushing more and more. The way your eyes glaze over as I make you stare into mine. The way your face goes completely slack as you finally sink for me. I'm glad that I didn't manage to make you forget. Back when I first got the drop on you. Don't get me wrong, it's fun to watch everyone go about their business, completely oblivious that they're under my spell. They have no idea of what I can do, and that's exactly the way I like it. But I've got to admit, that wariness in your eyes right now, that hint of fear, it's intoxicating. You know what's coming next, don't you? Yeah. Look into my eyes. So stubborn. Stop squirming and just look into my eyes. Actually love that you're struggling like this. It reminds me of our first time together. But as much as fun as it is to toy with you, I can tell that I'm making you nervous. So I will get on with it and put you under again now. All right? Look, I know you don't like it, but it's for the best. Trust me. Shh, it'll be all right. You can trust me. Now, eyes on mine. Pretty please. Yeah, triggers do make everything so much easier. Shh, just relax. Keep your eyes on mine. Keep looking. Keep sinking deeper and deeper. Just let go and wake up. We're all done. That wasn't so bad, now was it? What's with that look? It's almost as if you realize that if I decided to turn you into a mindless, obedient slave, there isn't a single thing you could do to stop me. Oh, relax. Don't you know it's pointless to worry about things you don't have any control over? Besides, it's not like I would ever actually do something like that. As long as you don't start boring me. You know, it's funny. There are some real powerhouses in our class, and yet it's me you're worried about. Like, take this class president, for example. She could blast you to smithereens with her energy rays. And yet you're not afraid of her, are you? Yeah, I guess I'm the only one who did something to you. But you can't tell me you're not afraid of the others just because they haven't blown you up yet, right? Unbelievable. No, they're not going to. Well, no one in our classes, at least. But that's only because they're all under my thumb, you know. My first days were a lot worse than yours. Trust me. Sure, the wards here do a pretty good job of keeping us from getting killed, but a lightning bolt to the face still hurts like hell. It's all right. That asshole came to regret what he did. You aren't wrong to be wary of me. Mind control might not be the flashiest of superpowers, but it's by far the strongest. No amount of wards is going to protect you from it, and no amount of healing magic will undo its effects. And even out here, in the real world, when have you last heard of a superhero killing anyone? It's all about prisons and knocking people unconscious these days. When it comes to a fight, the stronger you are, the more you have to hold back. But when your power is mind control, well, you can just go all out, all the time. And you can actually use it all of the time. It's a lot less situational than flinging fireballs around. No, I wouldn't trade with one of the so-called powerhouses, not even for a second. I guess you should be glad I'm on your team, huh? Although, I suppose it would be more accurate to say that you are on mine. It just sucks that I've got to keep my power a secret. I'm not strong enough to really overpower someone yet. I have to catch them off guard, find an opening, get them when they're alone. And if the others knew what I could do, I probably wouldn't last the day, wards or not. They wouldn't simply be wary of me, they would be terrified. And they would gang up on me and take me apart. It's not just wariness in your eyes either, is it? There's also anger. You are pissed at me. Do you think you're going to kick my ass when you have your powers? No, you are not. You still don't understand. On your knees, pretty please. Look up at me. Eyes on mine. What the hell am I doing? I'm making such a mess of things. Please, get up. Look, can we just start over, like, entirely? Hi, I'm Cass. My hobbies are taking long walks on the beach, mind controlling my classmates, and apparently ruining any chances I have of making friends. Damn it, what is wrong with me? Why do I even care what you think of me? I could make you do whatever the hell I want you to do, and yet I, you are impossible. Ugh.